Hello and welcome to the Naked Keto Wife. Happily married, sexy as ever, and living a keto lifestyle, my name is Tammy. I'm your host. And today you're listening to Naked Digestion. Hey everybody, I am currently, depending on when you're listening to this, it will be a very different time of the day. But right now I am podcasting to you very early in the morning. In fact, it's still dark out. My brain is not quite awake yet, so be patient with me if I can't find the right words. But it is a good opportunity for me to podcast this morning. I am actually waiting for my son, who is inside the DMV getting his driver's permit right now. So I wanted to take the time to go over something kind of exciting. So over the past many years that I've been doing keto, I have stuck to a very strict carb count. So my strict carb count is 20 grams of carbs or under. When I have a bad keto day, it's because I've gone over into the 30s and sometimes into the 40s, and that bums me out. When I'm doing a really strict keto phase, like I am right now, it makes me sad a little bit. It's one of those days where I've talked about in episodes regularly, like naked failures. When I say, oh, you know, you might have a bad keto day, that's what I'm talking about. Not talking about massive cheating where you're like, oh, I had, you know, I messed up. I mean, yes, that's what I would consider a bad keto day too, is if you like went totally off the rails and had gluten in a candy bar. But when I tell you that I've had a bad keto day, most of the time it's because I just had too many carbs, but I was still eating keto. Does that make sense? So for example, maybe I have a food that is totally keto appropriate, but it is higher in carb count. Okay. Maybe it's 6 grams. Well, maybe I go overboard that day, and instead of having a fourth of a cup, I have a full cup, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I just totally blew my carbs today. Well, it's usually at the end of those days, my carbs are usually in the 40s, and I'm like, I literally doubled what I was supposed to have for my carbs for the day. Well, yesterday I was thinking about sugar, alcohols, and fiber. What I did not realize was that Carbometer actually does this for you in the settings. You can take out fiber and sugar alcohols from being included in your carb count, your carb threshold, we'll call it. I did not know that Carbometer did this. Here's why that's important. It's a really good example. Is I changed those settings to take out fiber and sugar alcohols from the equation. When I did that, it took my threshold from 20 grams of carbs a day or less to 50 grams of carbs a day or less to supposedly still keep me in ketosis. Now, I am going to have to experiment with this to see if I still have the weight loss and I reach my goal in the same way as I did when I was 20 grams or less and included fiber and sugar alcohol. I am not in a hurry. I have 20 to 25 pounds, 30 for fun, because, you know, why not? If I'm going to do this well, why not get 5 pounds under the, you know, 50 that I originally lost. I mentioned in my previous episodes here that I had a very difficult season over the last, really the last year, but the last 6 months really badly. Went totally off the rails, ate whatever I want, sugar, gluten, anything and everything. I just ate it. And I gained like 20 to 25 pounds. So I need to lose that to get back down to the original 50 that I lost that first year. But why not push it even further? Like, I would love to have another 5 to 10 pounds off. So my point is, I'm not in a hurry. If I did 50 in a year, it will be fine. If it takes me a year to lose like 30 pounds again, I'm fine with that. I'm not in a hurry. I have no reason to be in a rush. Now, if I can do it quickly, that's great. But if it takes me a little while, I'm okay with that. The reason I'm telling you this is that I'm experimenting right now. So when I have a bad day and I ate too many keto foods, maybe I had too many drinks of coffee that day with, you know, sugar-free creamer, then I get a little bit sad of like, oh man, I didn't hit my 20 or under. Now, 50 a day or less, guys, to me that sounds like super easy. I feel like I just got like a whole new lease on life here. Now let me explain why. So the nurse in me, I get geeky about this stuff. So I'm going to explain to you physically why this is possible, where you can still maintain ketosis and be 50 or under versus 20 or under. Now, depending on your weight and your weight loss goal and all of that, your settings, it might not be 50 for you. It might be 75. It might be 40. It might be 30. I don't know, because based on your what we call biometric data, it will change. It'll not be the same as mine. So mine happens to be 50. And like I said, I used to do 20 or under. Here's why it should, in theory, why 50 and under should still keep me in ketosis. Digestive fact. So sugar, alcohols, and fiber, they are not digested. They bypass the digestive system. They're not broken down and absorbed. They literally go in, they bypass all of that, and they are excreted. They're not used. It doesn't impact your glucose level. It doesn't, it doesn't go to the liver. It doesn't go through the normal digestive process. So essentially, it doesn't really impact your ketosis. It should not impact it. So by taking fiber and sugar alcohol out of the equation, it means that your carb count is going to change, because, you know, if you have sugar-free creamer and they use erythritol and it's 2 grams of carbs per tablespoon, you're kind of taking that out of the equation now. Now I can have that and it not be as big of a deal. Like, I don't have to stress about... Now, if Carbometer didn't do that for me, which is why I never did it before, if Carbometer didn't automatically like consider that for me and change my carb threshold for me, then I didn't want to have to think about that. Like, okay, well, I used erythritol. Well, that means that I should be able to eat a little more carbs today, but I don't know how much. Like, I didn't want to deal with that. But now that I know that Carbometer includes that, that it will change the equation, I'm pretty excited about it. Now, it's an experiment. I don't know. Maybe my body responds better to 20 carbs a day or less, regardless of consideration of fiber or sugar alcohols. But I want to try it. You bet I want to try it. Because if I can have 50 a day and still maintain ketosis, that is like... To me, again, that is like a new lease on life, because it is easy for me to stay within 50. It is so much harder trying to stay 20 or under. 20 or under a day, it is a very strict keto diet. That's really strict. And it is hard. I'm not gonna lie. It is hard. I get used to it and I manage it and I make it happen. But there's those days where it's, you know, I go over. And I'm like, oh man, I went over, and I'm all hard on myself when really I don't need to be, because it was based on having probably more sugar alcohols than I had really considered being an issue. So it does not mean you can go and have as many keto, like as much, for example, a keto food that calls for a fourth a cup. Well, you can have more than that. It's still going to impact your carb count, but it just means that you don't have to worry as much if it's based on, if the carb level is based on the sugar alcohol included. It doesn't mean that you can have as much as you want because there's other factors within that, like within that, those ingredients that will still impact your day. But it gives you more just as a general rule in your threshold in Carbometer, it allows you and allots you more than you would normally have if you keep those included in the equation. You get the point. I'm excited. I hope that it will be a really great experience because this is new. I thought I had it all figured out when it came to keto. It turns out, just like with everything else in life, that there's always something new to learn. So keep that in mind. Okay, that being said, gonna put another plug in for my friend Lauren at xolips.com. If you end up going over there and buying one of her lip balms, which trust me, you want to do, will you just, you know, throw in the comments somewhere when you are making that purchase, if it's possible, or send her a quick message that you actually heard about this through this podcast. Just let her know, you know, I heard it through podcast, The Naked Keto Wife. I just would like to make sure that she knows that we are there to support her. So if you get to order one and you can put that in there, that this is how you found out about her lip balm, that would be awesome. So xolips.com, or you can look up xolips_lip balm on Instagram and check out her business there. I get no monetary gain out of this. She's a friend of mine and I'm super excited, very proud of her starting her own business. And the product is awesome. It is super clean ingredients. It's amazing. So check that out. I look forward to bringing more content to you. I've got a lot of things coming up, as I've said in every podcast for the last week. Got a lot of really big, exciting things happening, which in my world these days, good, happy, exciting things. That's awesome. I am done with traumatic events, let me tell you. But yeah, excited to bring you more content. So happy ketoing. I hope that you're having an amazing day, night, wherever you are in your day when you're listening to this. And I will catch you next time on The Naked Keto Wife. Bye for now.